topics of Yadus, and this is one of the entries on Rosh Hashanah. So we'll do a little bit over the next few days just to get a perspective. So it begins with a pasuk that we're familiar with from the Mizmor of Kabbalah Shabbos, Tehillim Tzadi Vav. So he says, Amru Hazal, Chazal tell us, Ki Olam Hazeh Nivra B'Shtei Midos. This world was created with two Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midos Adin and Midos Rachamim. Midos Adin, Shnem B'Reshis B'Elokim, Ve'en Elokim El Adin. Midos Rachamim, Hu Sha'amru Hazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh, Einam Eskayim Midos Adin, Shitif Imo Midos Rachamim, Shnem Rabiyam Masos Hashem Elokim, Eretz V'Shamayim. So Hashem recognizes that the world needed Midas HaRachamim to balance Midas HaDin, and therefore he incorporated Midas HaRachamim in the creation. Mizel Madavid v'altav of Mishpat HaSavdecha. Now, the Kevin Shenivra Olam B'Shtei Midos, since the world was created with the balance of Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachamim, Ha'isav Uya HaTorah, She'ikim HaOlam, the world is sustained by Torah, and therefore the Torah also has to encompass both of these dimensions. Lios Kalula Mishtein. How does that align up for Torah? Torah Shabal Peh Keneged Midas Hadin. Torah Shabachsav Keneged Midas Rachamim. Interesting. So Torah Shabal Peh is Keneged Midas Hadin, and Torah Shabachsav Midas Rachamim, that's the balance that you find also in creation. V'zeu Shekasav Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or V'Derech Chayim Tolchachos Musa. What do we have here in this pasuk? Karo l'tar shabal peh mitzvah u'mitzaveu aleha l'shamra. You have to guard and observe tar shabal peh. But osam dvarim shabal peh he mashlimin divrei haksav achosav. What they have in tar shabal chsav is not yet clear. It has to be interpreted. That's what tar shabal peh is coming to do. V'hamelech mamin l'oso shliach u'mitzave l'smoch alav. That means the shliach means the Torah Shabbal Peh. Fiu omar chayimin shu small v'smo shu yimin. The kara shame Torah Shabbat Torah. Kiner mitzvah, that's Torah Shabbal Peh. The Torah or. Al shem shah Torah, Torah es ha'adam, derech chayim v'maisa mitzvahs. Why do we call it Torah? Because Torah is a guide. Torah is that's the rule book. V'him shil ha'Torah la'or. The mitzvah l'ner. Why is the mitzvah compared to ner and Torah to the or? HaTorah l'or v'sha'oro l'nitzad atzmo. The light is independent. It's inherent in it. Ein oro toli b'davar. The mitzvah l'ner v'sha'madlikin osu b'davar acher. The ner is taking its light from something else. There's a source that creates the fire. Ki k'shem sha'ner netzal min ha'or. Just as we know, what gives the ner its flame, it gets a source of light. Kach Torah Shabbal Peh, which we're saying is now called the ner, netzelis Torah Shabbal Chsav, its origin, right? Its origin, it's being pulled out of Torah Shabbal Chsav, which means ve'em mitzvosel shel Torah Shabbal Chsav yichon lehisboer zulasi al yada. You can't understand what the mitzvahs are, what the rule book is saying, unless you have Torah Shabbal Peh. Shall we come a mitzvah yesh shein stumos? Totally ambiguous. The ain lanu behem shum biur mitzad akasuv zulase dea kabbala kagon mitzvah tzitzis shakabbala hamitis shehi miyurase nayim, which enlightens us mechayeves betochan hamitzvah cheschutin hekshorim v'niskiru b'torah v'lo yinu masigim betoch akasuv amitas asiyas hamitzvahs v'ikra. That's tzitzis v'chein mitzvah tzillin. Loinu yodim min hakasuv tochen mitzvah. Exactly what does tefillin mean? Min parshios, how many parshios? Minyan habatim, b'shel rosh, dalet batim, b'shel yad bayis echad, b'shin shel dalet roshin, shel tefillin, ritzus shchoros, all these inyanim, ator shabal peh, shal komen ha-kabbalah, v'loch mashmi sinai, there are all these 10 loch mashmi sinai in connection to tefillin. V'chei mitzvah shofar, this is now the segue to Rosh Hashanah. So too mitzvah shofar shenitzdaveinu et kolabo biyom hazeh min hakasuv, based on the pasuk in the Torah that states uvachodesh hashvi ve'achad chodesh yom terua yelachem. That's the parshas Emor. So exactly what is that's in that's in parshas Pinchas. The other pasuk is Zichron Truas and Parshas Emor. Vinei Parsha Azo Stuma. That kia zul on his parsha, the mehi, how you make the kia in the shofar and b'chatzotzvos and b'shar kelim, unclear. Gam on his parsha tam la matziva b'tkia. Why? Not clear in the chumash at all. Gam because on his parsha yom hadin, you wouldn't know reading the psukim in chumash that Rosh Hashanah is yom hadin. Vim testaka b'shar parshas yoshar yom tovim. Timsa shemarech ben akasuv. By other yom tovim, it's very clear. Comes to sukkis, man yid derasechem. We have the psukim that describe what sukkis is about. And so on, Pesach. V'inehu mekatzu v'parshizu v'sosim ha'inyan. Ubaru hu she'in gadol. We know it's a big inyan. Api shamikra katzer. And this is an idea that Ramban mentions as well in his Drash Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes when something is very, very mystical and very great, you see that pasuk is very short on it, and you realize that there's something more here that the Torah is not revealing. Ki kein derech ha'katzu b'dvarim she'im yoser ne'alamim. Behem mikatsa yoser v'sosim ha'inyan. Kimosha ba, b'maisib reishis, for example, kitsa b'briyasa or ha'elyon. The first day, the original light was created, and very little said about it. B'klolo b'maimar yihi or v'hior. That's all it says. What is it? Unbelievable yanin. But the pasuk is very short. Gam b'briyasa rakiya v'yom beiz. V'herech b'gimel b'briyasa oret. There, you have more psukim, more descriptions. The Bitshayim, the Peros, Amatache Oret, Deshes, and Mazrezera, Lemineu, Vatamaze, Shiloish Tapshu, Apasoim, the fools should not make mistakes, Bitishayi Dilachidim, something which is so deep, the Torah doesn't want to reveal too much, so that those Yechidim will understand it, and people who don't have that sophistication won't get thrown off. Back to Shofar, Ufisha Mitzvah Zu, Lonis Parsha Batorah. Back to the idea that we talked about before, near mitzvah the Torah or, since it's not explicitly explained in the Torah, boha kabbalah, she near daluk, lohayir eni halev, lefarish, shatrua zu, he b'shofar. Number one, what he used for the trua shofar. V'amadnu zem yovim, gzer shava de shvi shvi, that's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We have gzer shava, shvi shvi, there we have shofar trua b'yovel. So to over here, k'siv hacha b'chodesh ha'shvi, k'siv hasam gavi yovel, b'bat ha'shof tru b'chodesh ha'shvi, ma'lehalam shofar, kan shofar. V'at trua t'kir, f'nat t'kir achareha, every trua has to be sandwiched in between t'kirs, v'zeh b'kabbalah min v'havarta, taviru, that's how we learn out t'kir before t'kir afterwards. V'inechach mi'at talmud nistapku b'shem ha'trua mahi, what is trua, the sound of trua, v'him machogis min ha'tanoyim, tan de mastisin sovaki yulei, zelusim in tarat, that's the short, historical type of cries. The Tana de Brisa Sabe Ginuche, the Shvarim, Zelsim Tashat, the Bach Machin Ravavo, Shayamora, the Chashash, Ki Ulai, Shema Trua, Ginuche Vilu, Libiachat, starting with the Shvarim and then a Trua, Valkintik and Tashrat. The Sava, Ki Bissim Tashrat, Levado, Yasan de Hovo, Fishu, Kodas, Tan de Massisim, Das Tan de Brisa. Mikoch Kusha Shik Shabigamara, Vidima Ginuche, Vidima Yulue, because of the Gemara's questions. So now we have the system of all three simanim, tarat, tashat, v'tashrat, mashikdimu tashrat, even though that should be last, v'acharon, v'takonis v'avavol, also b'zeh b'inu b'kavana. Why we do first tashrat, v'shiyishon l'tchoso, that has to give way, has to yield, v'nei tashat, shu ha-simen ha-beiz, lo, v'roi shiyitcha ha-morab, v'nei tana de-braisa. So he's showing you that we're sort of yielding one to show respect to the other. So therefore, the tashat is second. The sim tashat yeshlo itcholsom ne'atarat sim nagimu, which is from the Tana. Kedroi shetitcha b'risa ne'amishna, the Tana of the Mishnah. V'lachal kovig the Mishnah. Hamidu siman acharon tarat k'diga hamid kosim malav. Let's just do one more paragraph or so. Then we'll continue Mitzvah Shem maybe tomorrow and the next day. V'tama mitzvah zos la'or halev. The reason for shofar. There are many reasons, but simple idea. Is to inspire to create this orus, kiakol, his orus davar lezi in shiyya. When you hear a sound, it creates a feeling of churning inside. You feel inspired. You feel emotional. Yesh kol hamevi l'dei simcha. There are those sounds that are joyous. Yesh kol mevi l'dei tzavon. There are sounds that make you feel nervous, sad. Hakol mevi l'dei simcha hu kol kli shir b'kinor b'nevel shara kelim. You hear musical instruments, you feel uplifted, you feel joy. Kenevim hay menagnim b'chinoros kli shir l'chadish ben ruach ha simcha. for the Nevi'im wanted to have the feeling of Simcha to say Nevuah, they would have instruments, music played for them. Mitocha Simcha b'Nevi'ah Kodesh. Shekin Dosh Bazal in Ashkenaz Shorah Lo Mitoch Atzlus El Mitoch Simcha. Shenemer V'Hikinagin Amenagin V'Tilav Yad Hashem V'Chol. Kam Halavim Shai Mishasi Amigdash. Hay Mishorim B'Klishir Kedei Lahamshich Haratzon. Idea Kabanos. To again to feel to create a sense of Ratzon and good spirit. So the Avodah, that's an interesting idea, why the Levim sang at the time of the Karbanos, to create this, the motion of Simcha at the time of the Avodah. Why Yitzchak tell Esav to create, to give him food? Same idea there. The Ram says this in the Drashas, in the Ramban and Chumash. It wasn't because he really just needed, he was hungry or something. He needed to have the pleasure. It was in order to have the Shekhinah rest on him. That is one type of call. The other is shofar. Hakol ha-medi l'idei itzavon v'lidei charada. Who call a shofar? L'umadu zim anakosuv mitokab shofar be'ir v'amlo yacharadu. The Pasuk says in Amos that when the shofar sounded, people trembled. V'yadua ki matan Torah nema v'yaram v'yanu. That was the shofar of Matan Torah. Ksiv v'yachvet kol ha-medi l'idei itzavon. The shofar created a sense of awe and trembling. What was the idea of the shofar Matan Torah? In order to instill in Kal Yisrael a feeling of yira, to feel awe. He's putting it all together. You see, Matan Torah was creating an experience of yira, and that's why the shofar was part of Matan Torah. The Zeu Tam HaMitzvah, this is at least one idea, it's going to have more coming up. The Zeu Tam HaMitzvah Shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Tkiyas Shofar Sheniyah Token B'Truah Sheyulala Le'Yalel Alav Neseinu. It's like to cry out about our veros V'Shenis Orem Mitocho Sokol, to psych ourselves up. V'Shenil Bash Charada Me'em HaSadin K'Truah Remez Lamid HaSadin Shenema Olo Kim B'Suah Shem B'Kol Shofar. And the priestim, kasha shamu koatrua yadu ki baharonu miad amru ayayay bayal kim el machane. Who is a kasha vishma priestim es koatrua bayamru me koatrua. Okay, maybe one more paragraph. The old mitzvah zu remes, another point in the mitzvah, the malchusa yizbarach. Shabiyom ze bara ha'olam bahayamelach. Hashem's malchus. Hashem created the world, created Adam really, on Aleph Tishrei. Ki ein melech b'lo'am, v'derech malchei ha'aretz l'tkoa b'shofar b'tchilas malchusam. It's the norm for a king, an immortal king, that they inaugurate the king with the sound of the shofar. Kinin shenema v'yizku b'shofar v'yomru kol'am yechia melech shalomo. Malchusa de'ara, the malchus of the earth, ki ein malchusa de'rikia, parallels the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'alkein. So the idea of a shofar is to coronate a Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol. Tzivano yisbarach sheniska b'shofar b'yom zeh v'tchilas malchuso. It's like a renewing of the malchus lamed. Ki malach elokim al goyim, elokim yashav al kisei kodesh. Ba'al zeh hizkidav v'kan imu v'goyim Hashem malach. Okay, that's another idea. Ba'od, ki minag ha-melech sheyitzav l'hachviz ha-ober ha-mitzvasol chay misa. The minag of the king is to say, these are my rules. If you violate the rules, you'll be put to death. V'alkein anu tokim b'shofar l'achris. Harotze lashuv yashuv. This is the opportunity to tshuva. V'im lo yashuv damu b'rosho. Here's your warning. V'im l'chasra g'dol mizu. Again, a terrifying idea. Another idea. These are rinyanim that brought the name of Sadigon as well. Many of these reasons. V'od yesh bo remez l'churban beis hamigdash. Interesting. In the shofar, there's a remez to the churban, shahaya bekolos v'shofros. That also is accompanied by shofar sounds, kinin shenemar, ko shofar shamat nafshi, truas milchama, yemiyahu zalit. V'oz, nidag v'nifkev nispalel al binyana, will inspire us to daven for the Beis HaMikdash. But also, gam bezer remez l'geula, kemo shiftiach hanavi, v'yibayim olitaka b'shofar gadol, which is, of course, kibbutz Golios, v'olav nirez Ashur. And one more thing, gam bezeh remez l'tchias hameisim. Interesting thing that the Rishonim mentioned, that tchias hameisim is also connected to shofar. Shasidim lechios aldei tchias shofar. The shofar is going to accompany tchias hameisim. Where do you get that from? One of the psukim that we mention in shofros. The pasuk says, kol yoshvei sevel v'shochnei eretz. This is in Hishaya. So he darshins. Kol Yoshe Sevel Elu HaChayim. The Shochnei Eretz Elu HaMesim. Those are the Shochnei Eretz. Kinin Shinema HaKitzav Ran HaShochnei Ofer. And what does it say in the Pasuk? Kin Soneis Harem Tiru V'chizko HaShofet Tishmau. So that means that the Tchias HaMesim, it says in the Pesukim Enach that it will be a rash, like an earthquake sound. But Rishonim are also basing it, Stam Beis HaMidrashim, connecting it to a shofar. Novad sheyesh bo od remez hakedas Yitzchak. The Al Pisham Razal Kol Shofos Ksherin doesn't have to be an ayel. Yadua ki shel ayel mitzvam namufcha. Okay, so we'll see, Mr. Shem, tomorrow. We'll try to give mamshich a little bit here, but get a sense of how the Rishonim are presenting Rosh Hashanah is a very important inyan. Just want to say, especially I want to just say a point about.